Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Wiggins, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Well, today we've got a really great topic for you, and special guests here in the studio and calling in later. What's the topic, Stacy? What's the topic? Well, the topic is in pursuit of optimal health, optimal wellness. That's my lifestyle there. But it's going to be a report on SomaDerm HGH Gel and the benefits that I have and some of my clients and friends have received in a very quick amount of time. So we have here Mark Anthony Garrett. Mark, you've been a longtime friend of mine, and we've gone through a lot of things. And I would say, how many years back did we first started trying out the coral calcium product? Do you remember?
18 years ago.
18 years ago. That's crazy. Now, then at that time, there was this company introduced to us. It was a coral and a magnesium product, and there were sachets, and you put them in the water, and you let it set for a while, and you drink the water, and it helped to alkalize your body. And I believe that was the first time, I think I knew about it. I knew about the importance of being alkaline, but I really didn't experience it. And boy, didn't we experience it. What were some of the things that you noticed?
I mean, 18 years ago, let me see. I remember the biggest thing I remember was increased strength. Mm-hmm. I remember we decided to do a push-up challenge one day, and mm-hmm. we were just cranking them out. And I think that was after maybe a week and a half of being on the coral calcium. And I just remember that definite strength increase. It was incredible.
It was incredible. We were like amazed we could do so many, and then we really weren't hurting from it. There was no after effect or lactic acid buildup kind of thing. And that really made a huge impact on my understanding of what the benefits of being, well, alkalized, having your body buffered instead of being living an acidic lifestyle. And so from there, what else did we discover? We did what?
I mean, we did. I think it was definitely the increased strength. I remember the increased digestion. I mean, digestion improved.
Our nails grew a little bit
nails
faster.
Nails grew. Hair grew a little bit
hair
faster.
Grew a little bit faster.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And
yep.
So those are the things that stick out most to me.
Yeah, and that was quite some time ago.
Right.
18 years or so ago, and there were some other products that we tried out, and maybe some of them we still use today. Let's see here. Didn't we have a short run with a stem cell product where it's supposed to help your body produce more stem
yes.
cells?
And yes.
I think that worked. It may have worked. It really, well, we don't remember.
Right, I can't remember that one.
And, well, here's one that I think, are you still using colostrum products?
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes,
I am too. Now, that was a huge impact. It really covered a lot of ground as far as nutritional impact to the body, mm-hmm. and also the ability for our body to absorb it, because you know there's a lot of things out there that you can do or try, and if your digestive system in great shape, then you're only going to absorb 5%, 10%. So man, it works out to if you spend $100 on a product, you're only getting $10 of the effect.
Right.
That'll kill your pocket.
Right.
Yeah, and then let me see here, chaga tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, now that one. It continues to, I use it every day, and it continues to really help increase the life force energy, and I think also help to battle some of the, some of the radiation that we get from electromagnetic radiation and just all the toxins that we have to deal with today. I think chaga tea really helps us to thin that off and to keep our immune system pretty on peak. Let's see here. Oh, yeah.
remember those glycosugars, those they were sugars that are supposed to, well, they are healthy for you.
Right.
But it was the first time I ever learned that. What? There's sugars out there that are helpful. They actually help build your immune system and increase your ability to withstand stress. And so, yeah, sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Manatech was a company that had that, right. Then I bought something that was off the shelf. It's cheaper. It ended up having, what, shellfish in
right.
it? Yeah, and it's not good stuff.
Yeah.
It's I actually, upon taking a product that has shellfish in it, it takes me about 12 days to 3 weeks at the longest for my stomach and my body to start saying, we're fed up with it. So there's a mild intolerance to it, or maybe I'm allergic to it, but it takes that kind of time. So we're kind of giving you a little bit of history of we've been doing things. And Mark, you've been invested in your health for quite a while. First off, what is it that you do? What's your lifestyle?
My lifestyle? Well, I do professional speaking for a living. Been doing that for 25 years. And I tell you, you know, being on the road a lot, if you're not in good health, it's rough. I know I was almost 300 pounds. And so trying to...
Wait. You're what?
Almost. I was 270 something.
You were rocking the 300 pound club.
I was right on the cut. I didn't quite make it to the 300 pound club, but I was well on my way.
Okay.
And my health was terrible. I mean, I had no breath. I had no energy. I wanted to sleep all the time. My mental capacity for kind of putting thoughts together was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Was angry, agitated. Things would easily get me agitated, and I just didn't understand what it was. And it was I was out of balance. I was totally out of balance.
Wow, and it's hard to make a good impression when you give a list of things that you just said that you were.
Absolutely. It's hard being on stage talking about motivation and empowerment, and you're...
Gasping for air,
and your gut sticking out farther than Santa Claus. It's not a good look.
I'm sure they're motivated because you do have a great, powerful message.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's nice to have the package match.
Right.
Exactly. Match the message.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. So you've been... doing this work how long?
25 years.
25 years. Whoa.
25 years.
Okay. So along the way, you've been learning and increasing and I like to say investing in your own health, right?
Absolutely.
And you've been working with a trainer for how long?
So I've been with my trainer off and on for like 4 years, but seriously, the last year. I've been committed, you know, 3 days a week. You're in there, getting it in, change my diet. I would say 80% vegan right now. I mean, I still eat some meat from time to time,
right.
But I'm a lot better than where I was.
Right.
A lot better than where I was. I feel a lot better. My clarity's better. I mean, I'm stronger now at 50 than I've ever been. I'm able to do things that I couldn't do.
Hold up. You said something that was big, but you ran right through it.
I'm sorry.
You're stronger who at where?
I'm stronger than I've ever been
at age 50?
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Now, how does that work?
I don't know, but I love it.
We'll cover it. We'll get there.
Because
that's
it.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
To be stronger at age 50 than you ever have been. Well, that just flies in the face of a lot of, stinking thinking is what I like to call it. But a lot of people think, I'm getting old. And they're already saying that in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing. So your lifestyle is really high demanding. Let's face it, if you're going to the gym and a trainer 3 days a week, that's high in commitment. I mean, you got to wake up early. You got to do things to get to the gym, work out. And that's a high investment in keeping your health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you told me something. You told me a lot of things. We'll catch up. But your trainer, after about a year of working out with him, you know, consistently, he then goes and grabs the tape because he sees some changes that happened in you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, let's just jump ahead and jump right into these changes.
Okay.
You have been using this HGH, it's Somaderm product, and you just apply it on your skin and you go off with your business. And how many days are you into using it?
This is about 33 days right now.
33 days.
Yes.
Okay. I personally, I'm coming up close to, I think, about 5.5 months to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the things that we are sharing, he got a lot faster results than I did. But some of the results that you quickly received were you're sleeping better.
Sleeping better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sleeping better, but I'm sleeping shorter time period.
Now, you can't figure that one out. How can you sleep better and sleep shorter?
I don't know, but I love that too because now 3 days a week, I'm up at 5:15.
Uh-huh.
So I get up at 5:15 at the gym by 6:30 and so I can get ready for my 7 to 8 workout. So I'm sleeping better, deeper, but I'm sleeping less. I don't know how it works, but I love it. Yeah.
Well, you know, in sleeping better, so many other things really occur. Your metabolism can then crank up, your repair, your regeneration in your body. That is better able to happen and occur. But if we're sleeping and we have poor sleep or it's interrupted sleep, a lot of those processes just kind of don't happen. And so something I also noticed, well within, I don't know, 20 or so days of you taking the product, I looked at you. You came into my office, and I looked at you and said, your face has shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about what's been happening with your physical body.
Everything. I'm a pretty skeptical person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious about the products I take. But, of course, I've been knowing you for so long. So if you say, hey, let's do it, then mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. But immediately I noticed.
But you studied it too.
I did.
You sat back and you waited, like, all right, Stace, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, so I went on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the testimonials, listened to the testimonials. And what mm-hmm. really got me was just the plethora of different types of individuals. You had people that were older, people that were younger, all different races, all different religions,
mm-hmm.
all saying pretty much the same thing. And I said, and you had even doctors on there, medical doctors raving about this product. And so I said, you know, let me give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I noticed was immediate sleep, better sleep, better dreaming. The dreams were more vivid, more colorful,
uh-huh.
the sleep. But then I started noticing some changes in the body.
Okay.
Belly fat starting to decrease.
Really?
Veins starting to pop out of my arms.
Mm-hmm.
Body starting to getting more defined. And it was like I was like turning 22 again. And I'm looking at myself. I'm like, okay, is that an ab that I see there? You know, because at 18 I had an 8-pack, and then uh-huh. you get older, you get an out pack.
8-pack?
Yeah, but now I had an out pack, and I'm going from the out pack to back to the 8-pack. And so it was so funny that I'm seeing these small little changes. And so mm-hmm. what really was a telltale sign for me was when my wife mm-hmm. started noticing these things. She's like, I like this. Look at your back. Look at your arms.
Uh-huh.
And she's hugging me, and she's like, hey, hey. And so she's getting excited.
Well now.
And I'm like, wow. And so then I started noticing increased endurance,
mm-hmm.
increased strength.
Mm-hmm.
I tested myself. I went down and had a push-up challenge with my son, and I was able at 50 to mm-hmm. crank out 70 push-ups nonstop. That hasn't
non-stop.
Happened. Stop. And I haven't done that since we did the push-up challenge 18 years ago.
Wow!
So
I don't think you got 70 then.
we cranked out, I think. We were right around there. We was like, oh, we kept on going.
Okay.
And I said to myself, I said, what is going on? And so, what's been happening? Better digestion,
mm-hmm.
increased strength,
mm-hmm.
better mood.
Yeah.
Able to look at a negative situation and not dwell on it,
mm-hmm.
A more sense of calmness, more sense of utopia, greater sense of focus, greater sense of mental clarity. And so when I'm seeing all these things starting to happen, I'm like, wait a minute.
Absolutely.
And what I love most about it, it's so simple to use,
uh-huh.
and it works. And so I was having such great results, I put my wife on it.
Mm-hmm.
She started having similar results. She doesn't work out like me, but better mood, increased energy. Then I said, I have a 15-year-old. He's seeing my results, and so I put him on it. And then all of a sudden, he comes back and starts telling me, Dad, I got better sleep. I looked at him the other day. He's lost like 7 pounds. He's slimming down.
What? At 15?
At 15. He's
wow.
6'2".
Wow.
And he was a little bit of pudginess on him. He likes uh-huh. chips and Cheetos and stuff
okay.
like that. But when I started
he's a teenager.
Seeing him, yeah, I started seeing him slim down. I said, mm-hmm. wow.
Wow.
Incredible. Incredible.
Hmm. I tell you, the things that you're talking about and the things that you're covering all came from one product.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing because, like I pointed out, you were working out for quite a while.
Correct.
You were already invested. We talked about all these different products that were either tried or were doing or whatever, and they brought us some level of health. But this, I can understand now when they say when you balance your hormones, you balance your life. Because it has such an impact on so many parts of your life. Your sleep, your weight loss, your testosterone.
Oh, yeah, libido.
Yeah, libido.
Mean, it increases it all.
Yeah, it increases it all.
Yes.
It's an amazing thing because you've worked out for a long time. I've worked out for a long time. And when I started taking this product, I was noticing my flexibility, which I'm pretty flexible, went through the roof. I'm stretching. It's like, okay, when do I stop? It's not hurting. And I have yet to really push myself to the level of pain. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing product. And you mentioned something else that affected me so much so I coined a term, which was jaded optimism. Before taking this product, I was, you know, optimistic. I felt I was responsible, or I, you know, it's my duty to be optimistic. But let's face it, I had some jaded optimism. You know, I was like, yeah, it's supposed to be great. But I found myself giggling more. I found myself happier. And you'd mentioned something about moods. I also noticed that I was able to access a mood and be over it, or you know, get done with it. Perfect example. I was watching the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. That was the Queen movie.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was a great movie. And it had a lot of touching points. I actually kind of saw, man, this is like the same story and the same thing that Prince has gone through, or any other, you know, great performer, great genius. They have their challenges. But I found myself crying in the film. I was crying like four or five different places. Like, oh man, this is touching. And I also found myself not like, come on, Stace, be a man, toughen up, you know, right. don't catch yourself crying. I thought, wow, I'm able to access the whatever emotion that, you know, comes up, live it, and move on, as opposed to being stuck in anger or something like that.
Right. Now, to kind of piggyback on that, Stace, I was watching, I was listening to Ave Maria, Christmas song that was sung by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And I'm halfway through the song, and I'm thinking about, you know, my childhood, how my mother would have the Christmas tree up, and I start bawling like a baby. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, if my friends could see me now, they would be like, you wimp. But, you know, here's the thing about it. I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to get that emotion out.
Wow.
And because it triggered, you know, my parents had been gone for some years, so it just kind of triggered some things.
Yeah.
I don't know where the emotions came from, but when they came, I let them come. And I was able to let them go and then move on. And so now I'm able to kind of like compartmentalize my emotions and be able to control them. Like, of course, I got a 15-year-old son, and he pushes buttons I never knew I had. I didn't know I had so many buttons. I didn't know that. And he frustrates me sometimes, but I'm able to look at that and look beyond that and understand it for what it is, where before I would just be in it,
caught
angry,
it.
Gritty, like, you need to do this, clean your room, these socks smell. But now it's kind of like, hey, you know what you need to do? Mm-hmm. If you don't do this, then it's going to be... So now he's calling me like the dad whisperer. I don't know why he's doing that. I'm not the dad whisperer.
Look, son, you want to do this and that.
Right. So I don't know. But I just really noticed this whole control of mood, which is so important.
Oh, absolutely.
So important.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, Mahatma Gandhi, I believe, said if you want to change the world, you must change yourself. So your changes have already affected your son and your wife. That's your world right there.
There it is.
Man,
there
that's
it is.
Amazing. Yeah, because we're always wanting to try to change this person and change those dynamics. And it's like, no, just change what's going on inside of us. That power alone has the power to change the world.
Yeah.
Or better yet said, is the world will change when I change me.
Right. But can I say something else about
sure.
this product? What I want people to realize is that this product gives you an added advantage. You know, there's this book called The Law of Slight Edge. And it really talks about that when you're able to have that slight edge, just that Jordan-esque, that kind of like Michael Jordan had that slight edge, you know, just that little bit more than the average person, you will be better than the best person on their worst day, you know?
Right.
So it's taking this product gives you that edge. At 50, it's funny that when I'm out at different places, I'm always cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in a situation some time ago. I was at the gas station. There were some, you know, some guys out. I'm like, oh, man, you know, I don't know. And I said to myself, if something goes down, I feel sorry for them. Now, I'm not saying I was cocky. All I'm saying is I kind of knew that if I had to get into a physical confrontation, that I would be able to, how should I say it, optimistically defend myself
right.
without worrying about, man, are they going to take me out? And I don't know where it came from, but it's just things like that. It's not a cockiness, but it's this annoying of wellness and that you can take care of yourself.
It's that increased confidence.
Increased,
the knowing of who you are.
Absolutely. Now let me kind of bring it all into perspective.
Okay.
The other day, it was snowing out. It was icy. I had dress shoes on and a suit. I was going to do a speech. I had not put any salt down.
Uh-huh.
I go outside my front door. My wife's at the front door. I go out and I slip and I'm airborne and I'm up in the air and I land on my right side, on my right hip.
Uh-huh.
Up, boom.
Bam.
And my wife is coming to me. Before she could get to me, I'm up. And I'm standing there like, okay, I'm waiting for the pain. Uh-huh. There was nothing.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, did that just happen? And so my wife was like, are you okay? I'm like, yes, I am. And it was like I was 22 again, like I was a 22-year-old kid who was taking this fall.
Okay.
Now, when I got into the car about halfway through the day, I could feel a little aching.
Okay.
But the next day, it's like the pain disappeared. It's like
That's
it never happened.
Amazing.
Now, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. it would have been man down, call the squad, call Navy SEALs, call SWAT, helitat. The man's down. He's not getting up.
Right. Check your insurance policy.
literally. But when that happened to me and I was able to rebound and bounce up and the next day there was no pain, I knew without a shadow of a doubt it was this product.
Right.
The Cermadorm product, that HGH was in my system, and it's making me young again, or at least young feeling again.
Repairing much quicker.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a phenomenal story, because there are several times after I would do spinning class, I'd call Mark, and I'd say, Mark, man, you wouldn't believe it. It's just like you're cheating. When you use this product and you're competing or just playing with other fellow friends or whatever, you're just way ahead of the pack, and they're up there huffing and puffing and pulling hamstrings and things like that. But in my spinning class, I am doing things that I've never done before, and I've taught spinning for now over 20 years. And when I finish my class, all right, it's going to get kind of personal, but you know how that good feeling is after you've had a little bit of a love-making session?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like, man, just give me a cigarette. I feel so good, so exercise yet euphoric, not wasted, not worn out, but like euphoria after this workout.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, give me the next workout. You've experienced some of the same things?
You know, with Monday, my trainer, I come in, and you never know what my trainer's going to throw at me. So I walk in the door, and he gives me these hand weights, and he says, okay, Garrett, on the treadmill with these weights, 3 miles.
Oof.
And now in my mind, I'm like, I hear what you're saying, but are you really, really wanting me to do this?
Talking to me?
Yeah, you're talking to me. And he says, because normally I would hold on or just, you know, I got to grab the rails. And, and he says to me, he says, now don't be on the side, you know, doing this and doing that. I want you to run through. I says, I'm going to run through. He says, I don't think you can. I said, I bet you I do.
Whoa.
And then he says, let's put some money on it. Now, the gym is packed. He just calls me out in front of everybody. And he says, let's bet $10. I says, you know what? No, let's do it better. Let's double it. Let's do 20. I got on that treadmill with those weights.
Mm-hmm.
Mile one was great. Mile two was great. 2.5 miles. Around 2.5 miles, I'm starting to get fatigued. But then there was another burst of energy that just came out of the ether. And I was able to complete the 3 miles. I didn't hold on. And when I got done, I dropped the weights like I dropped the mic. I just dropped the weights. I stepped off. And I went up to him. And we were laughing. He just kind of looked at me. He was like, okay, okay. And I says, keep the money. I says, because it was never about the money, it's about the process. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to do that, now right next to me, there's a guy who's 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gasping, his lungs are coming out of his mouth, spleen's coming out of his mouth, and I'm just coasting.
Uh-huh.
And it made me feel, like you said, so good. I got off, and I was tired, but then about a minute later, I had fully recovered, and I was able to do the rest of my workout.
That's crazy.
Incredible. Yes. Couldn't have done that six months ago.
Yep. Now, here's the thing. This product, it's what they call, it is homeopathic. So it's very, very low dose. It's a micro dose. And so you have to be consistent with it. You have to take it 5 days in a row and 2 days off. And actually, the first week or so, did you start like 3 applications per day instead of the prescribed 2?
I started with 2 and then I worked up to 3.
Okay.
And now I do 2.
Okay.
And that's really all you need. I mean, you squirt it on, rub it in your wrist, rub it in, and then that's it. And you're off. It's nothing invasive. It's easy.
Yeah.
Squirt, rub, dry, and you're gone. So
you don't have to worry about an empty stomach.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, two minutes, you're done.
That's it. Yeah. It's amazing.
And
so the point I'm trying to make is you are just on day 33. This is a product that takes a long time to build up.
Yes.
Into the system to where then you are truly balanced. And the company recommends, you know, at least 6 months for that process to occur. The most exciting thing is waking up the next day and finding out what else is new. It's like being a little kid and Christmas is tomorrow, or Christmas is the day you wake up. And so I know that you're feeling that because I've been feeling that for a long time.
It's incredible. I went to bed a little bit late last night. My wife had to take a trip, so I was up at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Had her at the airport, and I was at the gym at 6:45, and I'm feeling great. I'm feeling jacked up. I'm energized,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready to go. I'm like, what's going on, right? What do I need to do? If I had to work out again, I could do it.
Right.
I could do another right now, amazing. And I just finished.
Uh-huh. That's crazy. Speaking of crazy, you had to change your wardrobe.
Oh, listen, all my suits, everything. I was in a 44 waist or 44 or 47 waist. It was up there, and all my clothes are, I can't fit anything anymore. So I went from a 44 waist to a 36.
Man,
44 to a 36. Double X,
swimming in your clothes,
swimming in my clothes. Double XL or triple XL.
Uh-huh.
Now down to a large.
My goodness.
So from an 18.5-inch neck,
uh-huh,
to a 17-inch neck, now slim fit. I can't wear regular fit shirts anymore because they are too big.
Yes.
So now everything has to be slim fit. So when I start seeing things like that, it was an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I'm looking at some old clothing of mine where my jeans are this wide. And you've seen the picture.
Yeah, it's a literal...
Two-person
jean kind of thing.
Now I'm able to go in and I'm able to fit into between a 36 and 38, depending on the style of jean or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing, amazing thing.
Yes.
And what I'm noticing about it is that this product is not just for me. I'm looking at the effect that the people around me are having because they're seeing what's happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my wife wants to join me. My son wants to join because my son wants that competitive edge over his dad. It's not going to happen. But, you know, but when I start looking at all these people around me, my uh-huh. friends, I'm putting posts on Facebook. They're saying, wait a minute. Are you the same guy? You look like you did in 1986. And so when I start hearing comments like that, it lets me know that it has to be this product.
Yes.
Because I wasn't getting these type of compliments before.
Correct.
And it's only been 33 days. That's it.
Yep. And we have to share with you, you used to belong to a club. I think they're kicking you out now. You know what that club was?
I think it was the Michelin Man Club or the Doughboy Club or something like that.
Club.
Yeah, they're kicking me out. They said, you know, sir, you don't represent us anymore. You've turned your back on us.
Yeah.
You know, you don't come to the all-day
weight.
Yeah, you don't come to the all-day buffets with us anymore. So you're getting kicked out. So we're revoking your membership. But you know what? It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
To be on the other side of health because at 50, now, what I didn't tell the audience is that about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Uh-huh.
So it was really a choice on either you change your life or you die. That was what the doctor said. You're going to die. And my body, I was feeling so bad. My body was telling me,
whoa,
if you don't change, you're dead.
Whoa. That was how long? Just 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago, I got the diagnosis. But then about a year ago, it was it got really bad. My blood sugar was out of control.
Right.
My eating was out of control.
Right.
And so I said to myself, I've got to make a decision. This is way before the Sermoderm. So I got with my trainer,
mm-hmm,
and I said, look, I need you. And I said, I'm really serious this time because it's a matter of life and death.
Yes.
And I remember I sat there with Bob Evans, and I started crying. And he says, bro, he says, I got you. And he's had me ever since.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, him having me and then you introducing this product to me,
mm-hmm,
it has just been, it's like it's been a complete 180. So all I can say is this product is real.
Mm-hmm.
It works. I do professional speaking for a living, so I have no reason to lie. I don't hype anything. If I'm going to endorse something, it better work. And I'm telling you, this product is changing my life.
Beautiful.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, I know that you're very, very busy. And how much more time you got with us?
Let's check here. I got about 10 minutes. How about that?
Okay. Well, I think we can share some time with another fellow friend that
absolutely
you're aware of. Do we have Scott on the line? All right. Okay, we're going to go to a break first, and then we're going to get back and share some more time with Mark and Scott here at TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Just holler. Cool. Come on and holler back. When you gonna holler?
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins with our Wiggins World of Wellness show. And we're talking about wellness. And we have Mark Garrett here. And we also have Scott. Are you with us? Scott Morgan.
Yes, sir. How are you this morning, Stacey?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
And first off, I'd like to thank you for sharing chaga tea. I have passed on many, many purchases and bags of chaga tea to people. And, you know, thanks to you, I've been able to supply a lot of people with a lot of health and wealth because that has really impacted our lives in a most beneficial way.
My pleasure. We both know the chaga. I mean, the chaga speaks for itself.
It certainly does.
That was the first thing I learned with the product is there was no selling.
Yeah, just drink it.
just have some tea and talk to me later.
Yeah, take a seat, drink it. Yep.
Right, yeah, very simple. Kind of like this product that you've turned me on to this time.
Yeah, I want to talk about your experiences because you've only been on it for how long?
Let's see, maybe 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. Okay,
yep.
That's all right. And so Mark and I were talking earlier about some of the things that we first noticed about, like, you know, better sleep and being able to recover from workout or just, you know, say if you're up late one night, you can get up early the next and not really feel any ill effect. What are the some?
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Definitely less sleep because more quality sleep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just when I knock out now, that's it.
Yep. And you wake up, you're fresh.
Whew, and waking up, I mean, I've always been up early. I'm an early riser, but now, it's like I'm an old man.
Well, but, Mark's the same way. He wakes up at like, what, 5:30 or so in the morning?
5:15.
That's crazy. I call that, that's when I get in my good sleep. But yeah, I find myself waking up, and if I, you know, I think I can go back to sleep, but it's not happening. You just have to get out of bed because you're done, you know?
Correct. Yes, there is no more going back to bed. That is correct. No. So, but it's been quite the positive experience, I must say. I noticed everything changed within, I don't know, two and a half days.
Wait a minute. You said everything changed within two and a half days.
Well, give I noticed it in the work because, you know, I, along with my work and my training regimen that I go through, it was pretty much immediate.
Wow.
So, and it makes sense to me because it's an absorbed product. So it's instantly into the system.
Yep.
So if the system's already pure and clean, you're going to really, you know, you're going to really benefit fast. So
yeah,
I've noticed it. My strength, everything has gone up. In 2.5 weeks, my club head speed has gone up, and my golf swing probably 2 to 3 miles an hour, which doesn't sound like much, but
what? That's
like an extra 15 to 17 yards. So
that's a whole lot. So that would be like not a 5% jump, but maybe a 15% jump?
Correct.
Whoa. Wow.
And that's why I told you, I was kind of procrastinating. You gave me the bottle, and I procrastinated on the reordering, and I just realized, I was like, yeah, we can no longer procrastinate.
We got to keep this going.
So, yeah, I mean, it just, I did notice, I don't know if you guys noticed the same thing, but in areas where I've had a little bit of trouble, not much, but low back and knees, for about 4 or 5 days, I noticed some real stiffness and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was just the product just going through and repairing and helping out everything that had been broke down.
Yep, working its way out.
It's the only thing I can figure, because it went away and now everything's good as gold.
Yeah, I think I may recall, it's been quite some time since I started the product, that I might have had, like, you know, I called it a couple bumpy days or something like that. So that might have been, yeah, just
right.
the fix-up and clean-up of, you know, aisle one kind of thing.
Well, and I think I experienced the same thing with the colostrum. So I think all the quality products, whatever repairs they're going to make, you know, you're going to have a little discomfort. That's just part of life.
Yep. Same way when you have to bring in a contractor to your home.
Exactly.
They're going to kick up some dust.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely, the two of you have been on it for a combination of, what, just less than 50 days or so, or under 60. And, you know, when they say that the future's so bright that I have to wear sunglasses, I know that's the way you guys feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Tell me about it. Even on your worst, most depressing day, it's like you're still happy.
I really not even having any of those bad days. So, you know.
Right.
For me, everything is flowing in the right direction, probably because I'm also a little older and figured some things out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think along with the health comes the better frame of mind and clearer thinking.
Yes, clarity, making better choices.
Right. Yes.
Yep. Earlier Mark was talking about sitting in Bob Evans having a conversation. And I think today our choices would be, we probably wouldn't sit in a restaurant like that. There are other healthier choices that we make.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is at the time of when it happens. So, yeah, it's
right.
Funny where we find ourselves.
Yeah, and hopefully it happens for everybody, but for most it never happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a sad reality.
Yeah. And so that kind of brings up my next point, is that awareness factor. Do you find yourself driving down the road, just seeing and perceiving things a little bit more clearly, more clarity, or catching things earlier than you normally would, either of you?
Go ahead, Mark.
Well, for me, I know this may sound weird, but it's like I am able to hear my thoughts better.
Okay.
It's like when I have that internal conversation with myself, I'm able to really focus on my thoughts and hear them more clearly and see them more clearly, which I know it probably doesn't
make
sense.
No, that's not weird at all. That's like less static. So the signal's coming in stronger and cleaner as opposed to a bunch of...
Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. I noticed I was driving down a country road, and from a far off right, I saw two deer running, and they were actually running towards the street. And so I started honking at a very early, you know, time, and I was able to get them to stop and not cross the road. But I thought, man, what would have happened if I didn't see it early enough and they would have came on through?
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the possibility.
Yeah.
Yep. Have you noticed anything like that, Scott? Your perception being a little bit more keen or more sharpened?
Yeah. I've actually noticed that over the past year,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, the new product has heightened that, but I think it's just a combination of all the products that you've turned me on to, the Chaga, and just, you know, with age comes wisdom, and you just become more perceptive because things are clean and working correctly and everything's just working right.
Right.
It's like I've talked to you about. It's no different than taking care of your car. You can take care of your car like a Ferrari, or you can take care of it like a Yugo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those are the options. And I think, you know, with the higher choice comes the higher vision.
Absolutely. And with the higher choice, your maintenance is going to be a lot different. You know, you're going to...
Well, and that's what I laugh.
Change the oil more frequently.
You know, yeah, and I laugh because I'm around people that are doctor vested. And their choices, that's how all their choices, that's what they revolve around. And they tell me, oh, you spend way too much on all these supplements and all that. And I go, well, what do you spend on all your medical bills?
Oh.
That normally quiets the conversation.
But they quickly say, well, I got a copay or, you know, no pay or halfway pay. And they think they're really getting ahead because they're not, quote, paying the full price.
Right.
But if you don't pay the full price, you're going to pay it in a different form and fashion.
Oh, you're going to pay dearly.
Yeah. And it's your health. It's your own mental, physical, and spiritual
exactly.
health. Yeah.
I would rather die a healthy, happy, broke man than a rich, miserable, polluted man.
That's quotable right there.
Because I've lived both ways, and I know which way works better.
Yeah, Scott, I have to concur with you. I was once living as the Michelin man, and now I'm not. And I tell you, Scott, I love not being the Michelin man anymore. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying.
Right?
I believe you are the originator of the Doughboys Club. I think you bespoke it first about some of the friends that we had. Was that so?
Who, me?
Yeah. No, not you being a doughboy, but you use that terminology. And then we kind of just ran with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's you know, it's unfortunately, it's rampant.
Yes, it is.
It's everywhere. But there's no, it's not the people's fault. It's truly not. In a way, it is, but it's truly, it's just the way, the road they've been led down.
Yep, yep. This miseducation, misrepresentation. And, a cattling, or what is it when you herd all the cattle into one area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, the herding of the cattle. Right?
Herding of the cattle, yep.
Well, it, like we've talked about, I mean, the food is addictive. It makes you want to eat more food. They've made it that way.
Speaking of which, I think, Mark, you talked about this. I talked about it where the desire to eat has been extended, or it's like I've skipped a couple meals now, or when I do eat, I fill up faster. I feel like my body is using whatever food that I'm eating more efficiently. Whereas before, I was like, oh, when's my next meal?
Without question. Or right. You sit down and eat everything all at once. And now, I mean, I could go all day and just own a protein shake. Mm-hmm. Not saying that's good, but it's like I don't need to eat as much, and nor does my body want to, and it rejects it. It's like I eat a little bit, and then the body's like, you're done.
Yep.
That's it. That's enough.
You're listening to that internal voice.
Right. As before, I would eat it all. I'd eat the bowl, the plate. I tried to eat the forks and knives, but I never could get those down. They don't digest very well. But, you know, but yeah, so now it's just those portion control, but it's natural.
Yes. Yep. Right. And.
Well, it goes on the same line as I've always laughed at because I've never eaten breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just eat when I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So And I've always done that, but I've always been amazed at the people that if they had a late breakfast, it might have been 10 o'clock on a Saturday because they didn't go to work. At 12 o'clock, it's time for lunch.
Right.
Yep.
Hold I'm on. Like, what?
Yeah.
Well, huh? Pavlov's dog, huh?
Yep. Got to eat.
Stop. You heard the bowl being filled. You had to have some.
Yeah. You could be in the middle of some good work, you know, right in the middle of something. Like, oh, I got to stop right here, right now.
Oh, absolutely. Got to shut it down.
Yeah.
So,
that's crazy.
I mean,
what that also speaks of is the balancing out of, you know, of I said hormones earlier, but also your blood numbers, your sugar numbers, and all those things, because you can go longer without taking a dive or, you know, getting edgy or what do they call it, hangry, or, you know, having your body tremble because your body is operating in a balanced manner as opposed to just starving and overtoxic.
Yeah. I had a picture in my mind of somebody that just made me giggle.
All right.
Because starving, yeah, I don't know too many starving people in this country.
Oh, but we say we are starving. Miss one that's meal. I'm starving.
That's why I was giggling. Because it struck me funny.
Yeah, but it does make sense in this level that if you cannot get nutrition to the cells, but you got a belly full of food, you are starving.
Absolutely.
You're full, but you're not getting it where it needs to go.
Well, and you can just, you and I both know, you can look at the people, just look at them and know the ones that are starving in that fashion.
Yes. Yep.
The skin's a different color. Everything's different.
Yep.
The facial expression's different.
The facial, exactly.
It's tense.
Yep. And I made another observational/comment this past weekend, and we were talking about how people age, and it's like it didn't matter whether you're Asian or you're black or you're white, everybody fades to gray.
Right?
Their hair goes gray, their skin goes gray. It's like everybody stops breathing, everybody stops living, and the nutrition isn't being absorbed, so their vitality, the colors that they once were, they've gone. And I notice my hair is just like, it's just shining. It mm-hmm. gleams. And your hair, Mark, same thing.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the last time I saw you, it's like that man's face has just gotten skinny.
Yeah, it's coming down. I mean, it's just been a total enjoyable ride. I'm optimistic to see, you know, what would I look like 6 months from now? How would I feel 6 months from now, a year from now?
Right.
I'm on the auto ship now, and I can't not have it. My wife Tracy had moved the Cermoderm the other day, and I started panicking. I started going, I was about to call the police, and like, man, I've been robbed, and you know, like, where's this gel? And she's like, oh, it's under the cabinet. Like, all right, just keep it out. Don't scare me like that.
You know? Who moved my cheese? Who moved my gel?
Right. Hey, we may be onto something there. Who moved my gel?
So. We're going to have a gel, a Cermoderm dance. We got to get down to.
Yes.
And I think we probably got a Cermoderm song in us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because it's wonderful waking up each day just a little more, I don't know, enthused.
Right.
Because tell you what, nowadays, just turning on the TV, the whole scene, political or whatever, just breathing in the air, it can be quite depressing. It can get you real fast.
Right.
But, you know, I'm very thankful for, like you said, all the products that we've so far experienced. But this product in particular, it has brought me out of that, like I've said, jaded optimism into some pure optimism. Hmm. So, Scott, I don't think you heard about Mark's son. He's age 14?
15.
And he's taken a little bit of the gel.
Uh-huh.
And it made sense to me when he said that, because it's like we all are out of balance, whether we're young or whether we're old. And I thought, maybe you shouldn't do that. You know, the instructions didn't say for that, but his son noticed some very... Go, Mark, repeat that real quick.
I mean, he came to me about a week later. He says, Dad, I really think that stuff is working. I said, well, what's the first thing you know? And he says, well, I sleep better, and I wake up in the morning. And here's my son. When I say he's not a morning person, I mean, not at all. He says to me, he says, I think I'm sleeping better. And he says, when I get up in the morning, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when my son said that, I'm like, we're on to something. So he came in the other day. And he was turning to the side. I mean, he's 6'2", and he's, you know, he picked up some weight. But I noticed, I was like, you're a little slimmer. Stomach's down, arms are slimmer, chest is getting more defined. He didn't even notice it. I said, Miles, have you noticed how you look? And he was like, no, I haven't. And then he looked, he's like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. And only been 2 weeks, you know? So that's incredible.
Oof.
And he's an athlete, and I'm thinking, what better advantage is he going to have out on that basketball court or football field using this product?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, is just feeling like unfair advantage. So I bet that's probably what you're starting to feel out on the golf course, because everyone else is, you know.
It is unfair, but I haven't told any of the people in the crowds I run with about it yet. I'm going to keep it to myself for a minute.
I hear you. Keep the advantage.
Well, that and the group that, you know, most people are just closed-minded. They'll look at it and think it's sorcery.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good point. They'll look at it and see where it is that they can't use it. You know, it's either too expensive, it's too this, it's too that. And I tell you what, this product, it's broken all those barriers. Because I've talked to several MDs who are anti-aging doctors, specialize in this field. And they said that you cannot get the same type of treatments that they offer for anything less than $1,500 a month. And you got to go into the office and get checked to make sure they're not injecting you with too much. And the one doctor I listened to on a call the other night, he said, in my 15 years of doing anti-aging, I've never seen results as good as this gel does. He was blown away. He thought had the best and was doing the best, but he found out that it's much safer. It's totally safe. And the results are sometimes for people dramatic, but most all the time, everybody gets results 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the road. And it was great to hear from a medical doctor's point of view and the experience that he's had over the past 15 years of helping people with HGH and other anti-aging things, and him to come right out and say, this stuff is kicking it, kicking butt, knocking it out the park.
Yes, definitely. I know I should have done it already, but I'll be signing up today.
All right, real cool. Well, we got to say goodbye to Mark here in the studio. He's got another appointment to run off to, but I certainly appreciate your input, Mark, and your feedback. And people who are interested in wanting to get a hold of you, professional reasons and some speaking, you got any contact information?
Oh, absolutely. I can be reached at area code 614-732-3568, and I work a lot in education. So you can just simply go to teachersareheroes.com and learn more about me, or I also do a lot of work in foster care. You can also go to fostercareexpert.com and learn all about me and what I do and my services and how I serve the world. So I want to thank you for having me, Scott. It's good, always good to reconnect with you, sir. And
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Wiggins, anytime I can be of service, just let me know. I'm here to serve.
I appreciate you, Mark.
You gotcha.
All right. Take care, brother.
All right.
So, Scott, we are going to finish out this hour and pretty much talk about, yes, the things we've already experienced, but I've got a surprise for you. I don't think I shared with you when you were here in Ohio last time. Did we talk about the serapeptase?
Briefly,
enzyme.
Yes.
Okay. On top of using this HGH product, which is out the park, it's been fantastic for me. And as you are quickly noticing too, I also added a new product in, and it, you know, how can you get any better than better? Well, it is. It's mind-blowing. And here's what the product does. It helps dissolve scar tissue, cyst, arthritis, just fibrin in the body. So what's fibrin? Fibrin is a part of the whole repair system. When you get a cut or a bruise or when you get injured, the body throws a lot of ingredients at it, and one of it is fibrin to help mend things together. But that mending process often becomes a process which stops, and it becomes what we call scar tissue, or tissue that doesn't function anymore, which can then become dysfunctional tissue. But the serapeptase that I'm talking about, notice the first thing when I started using it is clarity of the bronchial tubes and the nasal passages. I started breathing so much deeper. And, you know, when you go to bed at night, sometimes you got a little stuffiness or whatever. That has totally been eliminated. So on top of that was the joint repair. I don't have problems with my joints, but they apparently needed some help, because now My flexibility is increased. I can sit on my legs, you know, when you fold your legs underneath you and sit on top of them indefinitely. It used to be a time where, oh, I got to get off, my legs, they're killing me, or they'd cramp up. But now it's like, man, I can sit there with no problem, no pain. So I will shoot this information, and I'm going to cover this next week even more, next podcast. But I'll shoot this information out to you, because what I've noticed is, along with all the benefits that the gel has given us, this just makes the cleanup even better. It's kind of like having your garage empty, and if you need to pull your car in, you can. Or if you need to have your workspace set up and you need to get your tools out, you can. But if the garage is all full and crowded with crap and stuff, you can't get anything in, you can't get anything out. Well, this goes about cleaning up the crap in our body. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I got to say, over the, God, I've known you forever, so however many years that is, you've turned me on to about more than a handful of products, and all of them have been absolutely outstanding. So I would have to say you need to tell me where I could go pick these up today.
Okay. It's any good health food store will have it, and I've been
like
to
Whole Foods or
you know what? Whole Foods, I checked, and they did not, at least here in Columbus. But the mom and pop ones, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And boy, I got a story to talk about next week about the mom and pop stores. They are being pushed out of business, and they are being,
of course they are.
Oh, it's very aggressive. It's very it blew my mind and broke my heart to hear what this one lady's going through. And I will talk with her again before I do the podcast, so I can have her permission to speak about her condition, because we need to know what's going on out here. It's you know, Whole Foods is no longer what it used to be. They are owned by, I don't know, Google, Amazon, somebody. Well, it's the quality of food and the assurances of, quote, it being organic, they are quickly losing ground. So it's like, it's kind of like every man for yourself type of thing.
Yeah, everybody goes towards the dollar.
Yep. And that's the old mighty dollar. That's what they talk about. So
exactly.
Once again, I want to thank you for sharing, because, you know, like chaga, 1 pound of chaga lasts me, what, 3 months? Two months? And it is a life-saving tea, and it comes straight from nature. You're hacking it off trees, and, you know, you dry it out, and you ship it across the world. It's an amazing product.
It's the chaga that we are lucky enough to have comes from, in my mind, probably one of the cleanest places on the planet. I've never been any place that pure, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it only makes
Alaska.
Sense. Yes, and I mean, very, very rural Alaska. So,
nobody's driving by where you go, huh?
I've been out there for a month at a time and never seen a soul. So.
Whoa. That's,
yeah.
That's
well,
incredible.
Conditions that are so good, we drink from the river.
Okay, doesn't matter. You just drink it from the river, and didn't you say that you ate the fish?
I don't know anybody else in the country that lives in the lower 48 that can say, yeah, we go drink from the river.
Yep. No, they can't do that.
No.
I advise them not to, that's for sure.
So that just lets you know the quality of the area where the chaga is being harvested.
Yep. And the fact that it's so cold, so brutally cold, actually helps the chaga to become more potent. Is that so?
Correct. It's the same quality as the Siberian chaga.
Okay.
Because it runs on the same meridian line, and that's what determines the quality.
Gotcha. Because in the stores you'll see a lot of chaga from like Vermont, from Michigan, and yeah, a lot lower states.
Yeah, there's chaga from everywhere, and people don't realize they've seen it, but if you've ever been in the woods, you've seen it.
Okay, I hear you. Well, brother, this hour is coming to a quick close. I certainly appreciate your time, and man, I tell you what, you're just brand new at taking some of this HGH, and I'm looking forward to your fantastic time in life. You're going to have it. I know it.
You and me both, Dave.
Absolutely.
You and me both.
Thanks again. We're here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.